All right, this is Charlie. You're now listening to Zen with Skill to Catch a Vibe on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts, Community Freeform Radio. Thanks for listening. We lost our friends.
But I'm still here.
Yes, Mia's still here.
I'm still here.
Everyone else left. Go home. You're just standing in the hallway. Get out of here. You're banned forever from the radio. No, you're not. We love you. I'll see you guys when we get home.
Yeah. Wait, Nicola.
So, we don't really have a guest today. We've got some nice features from our featured players later.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
I'm so excited.
But we're going to mostly focus on the music today. Got a lot of records to play per usual. I think more than half of the songs will be played.
That's exciting.
On vinyl today. So, that'll be fun.
Our
first song... I gotta start dropping the needle on that. Soon is going to be Sleeping on My Couch by Del the Funky Homo Sapien.
Del the Funky Homo Sapien. Thanks for
Let's get it started.
Reintroducing me to him.
Wake up, it's time to go. Hey, yo, wake up. Wake up, man. Hey, wake up. Come on, man. Damn, see, it's 2 in the afternoon, man. It seems nowadays friends step to me bogus and end up on my couch at night without notice. It's cool to have a friend over every now and then, but I gotta have my space and I don't wanna see their face like every single day of the week. Talk is cheap, you better find yourself another place to sleep. It ain't my fault that your mom's got fed up and now you wanna come to my crib and wet my bed up. You better find a job so you can get an apartment and you can save your crocodile tears. Don't even start with the sob stories. I got enough from the other 7 brothers in the den playing Genesis. Damn, I can't win at this. Seems like I'm gonna have to flip and tell those other brothers that they're gonna have to skip. I had it up to here with these lazy cats digging, sleeping on my couch, and I'm tired of that. They kinda wonder where the squadron's at. They're not gone, they're just down at the laundromat. Because they wear the same pairs of clothing. I'm taking up crazy patience, just holding my temper. I'm about to start charging rent for every single brother that kicked it with my mother eating biscuits on Saturday morning like a family. The minute they step, it's like moms is crazy mad at me. Cause they're in my mother's room watching television. I feel like giving them the boot and say the hell with them. But if I give them the boot, I'm not a friend though. Even though my wound smells like dime bags of endo. But I can't pretend like I haven't been keeping it. Even mom knows that my brother's been sleeping on my couch for weeks. So your speeches fall flat, digging, sleeping on my couch, and I'm tired of that. Maybe this was just my upbringing, perhaps, but I was taught that I shouldn't take 7-day naps at other brothers' cribs like I don't have a home. Brothers on my couch so much there's like foam coming out the seams, and a pair of jeans is missing from my closet. I wonder why I even bothered being friendly. They're running my ass like the Indy 5000. They went and wrinkled my mother's blouse when they stuck downstairs for a midnight snack and ate the last slice of bread and a box of Apple Jacks. Then they hit the sack with the stereo blasted, and even little Tyson is fed up. So I'm asking you all to jet before I get upset and throw each and every one of you bums out on your back. My house is a mess, so step your little pest who is sleeping on my couch, cause I'm tired of that.
Hey, what's wrong with you, man?
Oh, man, I was just sleeping on the couch with my feet up.
It ain't fire for you. You about to go out the window, couch potato. No!
Cool. That was Sleeping on My Couch by Del the Funky Homo Sapien.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good song.
Super awesome.
I don't think we're quite ready for ladders yet.
I just haven't.
We'll do that later in the show. But now we are going to have a recorded piece from one of our contributors, Griffin Compton. This is the Griffin Compton Sports.
Can I have a quick word with Griffin? Griffin, if yes. You're listening, why didn't you answer, man? Anyways.
Yeah, that's messed up.
It's a little messed up. And you answered Nicola and Charlie.
We're going to have to have Megan beat you up again.
I thought we were becoming friends, Griffin. Anyways,
it's time for the Compton Sports Report.
Hey, it's Griffin. This week in sports, what happened? Well, first of all, my very own New York Jets decided to turn things up a notch and beat the Philadelphia Eagles, putting Dilly Dilly and Fly Eagles Fly to shame. Aside from that, I don't think anything else happened in sports. Like, I really honestly, I do think that's the only thing that happened.
Dude, bro forgot about the NBA preseason.
Caitlin Clark, the basketball player, played basketball in front of a football stadium, which is cool. My fantasy team lost. So, that's sports, and have a great radio show.
Yay. Thank you, Griffin, for that inspiring message. Yeah. Only thing I gotta add to that is NBA preseason is here. I love basketball so much. And that's all I have to say about that. The next song we are going to listen to is off of the new Earl Sweatshirt and the Alchemist album. It's The Caliphate featuring Vince Staples.
Stir the stew on the stove around.
If you hit the county, you better hold it down. Grab the bounty, left him on down, he screaming on the ground. Cup running over, son of Ramona, her poster child. The coast is clear, they wanna act La Costa Nostra now. When we was there, they toned it down, how I'm supposed to smile. When cheese attract the rats, police attaching facts. They ain't PC, they just trustees, I had to laugh at that. We never told, just B-boy pose, paroling back to back. Soon as I clap, they scat. I've been with all that jazz. I throw the pill like Uncle Phil, revolver, hold McNabs. Just trying to hold me back.
Holy Phil, when I go to him, talk, hey bro, you know I'm not involved. We Eagles on attack, big dog. Talons full of snacks, I couldn't kiss away my last. Gave all I had, I gave a mistletoe a time. I know it's click or crash, my bro go rinse his filthy hands. Show him what you got and I can't promise he won't pill for that. Slow your roll, I promise you not built for that. Little man, eating on fast, shady business in a black. Please observe the gone and dead, tell them save a spot for them. The kid lost his collar thin, definitely scraped up all the chips and left a trail of frowning face and shaking powder wigs. Tell them blame it on my wrist, as steady as the scalpers. Tell them I'ma face a thousand spliffs, a test of faith, I passed the quiz with flying colors. Then rub the vase, I had a wish, magic man, find the funds to allocate and I'll appear. Take the number, death parade around is grim, but he ain't take me under. Trauma from the thickest. Niggas made it out of jams. In the mix, they at attention. We global, gallivanting, gloating. Back to back with Krosky. Fuck them and they parents in a parasite they hosting.
You know me. Glock 32, I shoot like both the Kobe's. Pop it when I'm lonely. At the Sam's, throwing 20s on her back like she Ginobili. You fucking on the homies. Okay.
Actually, which is the message you want to give, to transmit to your public, to your listeners?
Alright, we're back. That was Swimming by KKB off of Time and Place, which, great album from them. One of my favorite CDs that I have ripped, actually. Shout out to WMFO's CD Ripper. Gave me that one.
Yeah.
So what are we up to?
Well, I suggested that we do Wordle, but I thought that Wordle was going to be done off air, but then Charlie was like, I thought we were doing it on air. So now I have done the Wordle and I guessed it. So now
my first word is gonna be whisk.
Do it. I don't know.
Got nothing.
Can I, okay, next word. What's your next word?
It's gonna be charm.
Okay.
Yellow A.
Okay, yeah. What else are you trying? Because it's a it stumped me.
Yeah, I shouldn't have used an H again. That was a oversight.
Oh, true. I mean, I can't really tell you what to try because that'll be cheating.
I'll do alert, even though it uses the R again, just okay. So I can try more stuff.
That's a good one.
So, yeah, I got the A and the T, and there's an L somewhere else. By the way, this is Wordle spoilers.
Yeah,
I don't think Wordle anyone, spoilers. I don't think a single person listening should care about that.
Yeah. But if you do, feel free to call in.
So, A, and then, something, L, something, T. Or is it LT at the end?
Maybe. Dot, dot, dot.
So, wait, we don't even have that many letters left. We have Q, Y, U, O, P, D, F, G, J.
Another vowel.
Audit? I did audit. That's not it.
But, did you get another letter? Even,
yeah, I did. I should have figured out the order.
Now you're just missing.
I just need to figure out the order.
Yeah, you got it. It's once, since all the letters are there now.
Yeah, I got it.
You got it.
Adult.
Boom.
I feel very stupid.
Boom. It's fine. Wordle spoiled.
You want to read ladders?
Or you want me to read it later?
Up to you. You can read it now if you want. I'll just have to queue up some better music for ladders than this.
Okay.
This is not ladders music.
Yeah, this isn't ladders music.
So this is Portland, Oregon music.
Oh.
This is the theme song from Portlandia.
Oh, I've never... Don't know...
I lost my virginity to Portlandia. That might be TMI.
Is that something that we can discuss?
Probably not.
Well, it was discussed.
Yeah. I know what song I want, but I don't remember where it is on the playlist.
Mm.
Oh, I found it.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Go get him, champ.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable. Yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Yeah. Excellent work.
Thank you. That was awesome.
What's our next song? What should our next song be?
I don't know.
I lost our cue.
You sent... Oh, you did.
Yeah. But I know what songs we've played.
You sent the link.
Let's start us back up again with "Don't Let's Start" by They Might Be Giants. Love that song. Love They Might Be Giants.
True.
So let's go.
What they want, and that is beautiful. world destruction over an aperture. And do I need apostrophe? Do you need this touch? Don't let's start. This is the worst part. The belief for all the world that you are my precious little girl. But don't let's start. I've got a weak heart and I don't get around. How you get around?
I see the clouds that move across the sky. I see the wind that moves the clouds away. It moves the clouds over by the building. I pick the building that I want to live in. I smell the pine trees and the beaches and the woods. I see the pine cones that fall down by the highway. That's the highway that goes through the building. I pick the building that I want to live in. It's over there, it's over there. My building has every convenience. It's gonna make life easy for me. It's gonna be easy to get things done. I will relax along with my loved ones, loved ones, loved ones. Visit the building, take the highway, park in. Come up and see me.
Oh, that's like my favorite song right now. Just in general, the Talking Heads are one of my favorite bands. I love Don't Worry About the Government. I think it... Oh, I love that song. And I love that cover. It's just makes me go, ah. We lost I lost the mic there for a second. So we are going to play our second recorded piece today. Hold up, I gotta play a sound effect first. Oh yeah, it's not on. We don't have anything playing right now. Come on, play the sound effect. Come on. Wow. Oh, there we go. Play it again.
Wow.
Aw. You know what that means. It's time to listen to Joe Rosenberg. Captain's Log.
October 17th. Hold up, Harry Kane is about to shoot this penalty. Oh, he scored! Yay! England won, Italy won in the 32nd minute. Captain's Log, October 17th. This past week, I was in Malaga. Great city. South coast, a little Mediterranean action. I went to the beach very briefly. I hate the beach, so... wasn't chilling around there. That is where Picasso is from. They got like 3 Picasso museums. I visited 2 of them. None of his like famous stuff is there, but one of them is his like childhood home. So there was some cool stuff there, like his first ever shoe. They only had one of them, but that was kind of cool, I guess. And then they had like this other museum, which, this museum was really cool. Not so much like, so they had like 2 rooms that were like Picasso room, like big, not even rooms, but like collections, 2 Picasso collections. And they had this one like special exhibition where it was like artists that he influenced. So there were a lot, there were like Jeff Koons or some like Basquiat, however that gets pronounced. which was really cool to see, like, his influence. But the coolest part of this museum was underneath the museum. Like, I was about to walk out, and I see the sign that said archaeology. I'm like, what? Picasso was not from that long ago. Like, why is there archaeology? Like, what are we doing here? Turns out, Phoenician city. Malaga is, like, built on top of an ancient Phoenician city. And so this museum, when they were excavating to build the building, they found just a bunch of Phoenician houses and, like, places where they processed fish and turned it into fish sauce called garum. And it was just really cool to, like, I love walking around, like, the basement ruins. Like, I've seen that. There's a place in Sevilla right underneath. It's called the Setas, which is just some big ass like modernist mushrooms that are just in the middle of the old city. Kind of contrast between modern and ancient stuff. And they also have, like, the Antiquarium, which is just, like, Roman and Islamic ruins down there as well, which is really cool to see that they preserve it somewhat. Yeah, love seeing things like that. And then we went on this, like, 12-kilometer hike just in the mountains, because Malaga is, like, on the beach, but it's surrounded by mountains. And that was cool, but I walked really far that day, like 12 whole kilometers. And I think I wouldn't have enjoyed it as much, but there were just, like, 3 horses at just one point of this of the hike. There was just a horse, and then I saw another horse, and then there was another horse all right there, and it was all really cool because horses are pretty cool. Right now,
this is not an opinion. This is not an official opinion of Zen or the Skill to Catch a Vibe. Zen or the Skill to Catch a Vibe is officially extremely anti-horse.
There's a lot of really good content. I found this, like, this Arabic horse breeder on Instagram, and the page is, like, really funny. So I've been on a little bit of a horse kick recently.
Boo, we hate horses.
Aside from that, what have I been up to? I won fantasy football. Griffin lost to me. He almost came back low-key, but Jared Goff just doing Jared Goff things. Some might say he is the GOAT. Best player ever drafted by the formerly St. Louis Rams. Just kidding. Todd Gurley's better, but I miss him so much. I miss the Rams. I get reminded of the fact that we don't have them anymore now that I'm watching the NFL a lot, just because it's how I stay in touch with my American roots. But every time I see the Rams, I get real sad. They should bring them back to St. Louis, low-key. What else? Like, start doing, like, school.
I'm gonna cut him off because he's gonna start swearing soon. Because Joe sometimes forgets you're not allowed to swear on the radio. Blah 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 blah. He's going to school. I'm jealous of him because he gets to hang out in Spain, and I don't get to hang out with him or in Spain. We should just talk for now. I'll put on something real quick.
I actually wanted to mention that there's this really fun guy on the internet. Funny guy on the internet. He's a weatherman, and he always challenges his viewers to, like, challenge him to sneak in lyrics from songs into his weather report every day. So he did it with Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit, and it was so good. It was so, so good. Yeah, I just wanted to mention that. Thought it was funny.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen that guy. He's pretty good.
He's really good.
Saw him do Fortnite terms one time.
Fortnite?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just like, it'll be a victory royale if we don't have any flooding.
Wait, I gotta find something. The Nirvana one. Because if you don't know already, Charlie, I love Nirvana.
Of course I know this.
I love Nirvana. Let's see. He did his funny little... here we go. smells like Teen Spirit, please. And he's like, okay, challenge accepted. And he goes, he's like,
chances for 3 days. Hello, okay. Hello, hello. How low do our temperatures go with that front? Well, by the weekend, highs will be all the way down to the upper 70s. People are urged to reduce their outdoor lighting because of the bird migration. With the lights out, it's less dangerous. Extreme drought in our area.
That's it. That's all I wanted to play. Sorry.
So was he just talking over Nirvana?
No.
Or was he putting like
Nirvana that words? Was just in the video. That he put the song in the background, but he incorporated the lyrics into his weather report.
Because I did see him do 14.
So good. Really comical. Enjoy that his... Start following him after that.
There's some good people online, but I don't want to talk about them on the air. I can't let you guys on into my secrets.
Yeah.
That would be so too. Our next song is going to be something called Wombo Lombo. Wait, I didn't now.
I'm excited for this.
Starts now. I accidentally put it in the show earlier on Spinatron, so I guess I clicked submit when I wanted to cue it. But yeah, it's called Wombo Lombo, and let's listen to it.
Yeah.
We were actually listening to it this whole time, but just the instrumental. So yeah, let's go.
Oh, I was 21 years when I wrote this song. I'm 22 now, but I won't be for long. Time hurries on, and the leaves that are green turn to brown, and they wither with the wind, and they crumble in your hand. Once my heart was filled with the love of a girl, I held her close, but she faded in the night, like a poem I meant to write. And the leaves that are green turn to brown, and they wither with the wind, and they crumble in your hand. I threw a pebble in a brook and watched the ripples run away, and they never made a sound, and the leaves that are green turn to brown, and they wither with the wind, and they crumble in your hand. Hello, 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 hello. Goodbye, 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 goodbye. That's all there is, and the leaves that are green turn to brown.
I licked the eyes
Hi, guys.
Hey, guys.
We're back.
We were just talking about Halloween.
True.
And it's coming up quick. And how we're very excited. It's 2 weeks exactly. 2 weeks from today.
And we will not be having a show on Halloween, sadly.
Unfortunately.
But next week, we'll have a very special Halloween theme, at least for some of the episode.
Yeah. For our show, that is from 9 to 10, it will be fully Halloween, so... But
I'll contribute to that.
Yes.
It'll
you
be a good show.
You guys should tune in to the 2 hours because it's going to be a great Halloween extravaganza.
If you aren't spending your Tuesday nights listening to Matter of Fact and Zen or the Skill to Catch a Vibe, what are you doing with your life?
What are you doing? Because we know you're not studying. We know you're not doing your work. If you're listening.
This is true. I'm way behind in my work this week.
Yeah, I'm actually surprisingly not. But anyways, Halloween.
I'm considering being Napoleon Dynamite. Cause that's something. He's someone I really like to strive to emulate in life. Just like walking around a little out of it. But I need to decide in that case whether I'd want a wig or not.
Yeah, you definitely should.
Because I don't have any hair right now.
True. Well, you have some, but not enough.
More than a week ago, but less than
a month and a half ago.
Yeah.
Bueno, no. See? A month and a half ago.
But yeah, Napoleon Dynamite's my top option right now.
Yeah.
I'd have to learn the dance.
Are you going to do one Halloween costume?
Yeah, I don't have the effort.
I was thinking about doing versions of mine. So how many listeners do we have?
14.
Okay, well,
brave 14 souls, brave 14 about to learn the depths of Mia's heart.
My very, nobody knows.
Her true love.
Okay, so I'm going to be dressing up as the garden, and
You should see her, like, basically melting in the chair while she's talking about the garden.
I'm going to dress up as specifically White Shears, which is the singer / bassist of the band, and I'm going to do...
It's two carbon copies of the same person for everyone who doesn't know the garden out there. They're the exact same person.
But, so... They're gorgeous people. Gorgeous, beautiful, beautiful. But I was thinking, instead of doing two different Halloween costumes, because I was going to do Peaky Blinders, and the garden, I was thinking of just doing the garden in one of their fits, and then the garden in another one of their fits. Which would make my life easier. Yeah. Anyways. I've been saying anyways too much. You know, my parents told me that you've been saying anyways so much on the radio. I was like, you know what?
Anyways.
You're right. I have to think of other words to say aside from anyways.
Anyways. Anyways. Anyways.
Anyways. Wow. Wonderful.
Anyways.
Wow, yeah, this hour also flew by.
Yeah, it has. Let's move into one of our last couple songs. Actually, a little bit Halloween themed. One of the Grateful Dead live covers of Werewolves of London, which is already one of my favorite spookyish songs. And I love the Dead. And this is from Dick's Picks Volume 25. Actually, I went to the record store in Bald Square, and they had, like, every volume of Dick's Picks.
You said Bald Square.
Bald Square.
I heard
Bald
Square.
Had every Dick's Picks Grateful Dead live CDs. So this one specifically is from a show that was in Springfield, Massachusetts, in, I think, 1978.
Really? So quickly speaking about record stores, they just opened one in Deep Cuts.
Very cool. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
All right. So a version of Werewolves of London. Let's go. Love that song.
Thank you. kitchen door. You better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves in London again.
Oh,
All right, that was our second to last song of the night. Here's our last song of the night. That last one was Werewolves of London cover by Grateful Dead, and now is Coming to Los Angeles by Arlo Guthrie. See y'all in a minute. Say goodbye. I had that on the wrong channel. Sorry for skipping the first like 10 seconds and saying nothing. Alright, thank you everyone for listening to Zenith the Skill to Catch a Vibe on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you to Mia for joining me in the studio
thank
tonight.
Thank you, Charlie. I'm very happy I was able to stay.
And thank you to our contributors, Griffin Collington and Joe Rosenberg.
I'm only clapping for Joe. I'm only clapping for Joe.
We'll see you next week.
Yeah, same time.
If you guys want to keep the freeform wave going, listen to the next show. I'm sure it'll be good. Yeah, keep it freeform. 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I already said that, but I just said it again. Bye.
Peace out.
A gangster of love. I jumped in my white house Cadillac. I rode across the borderline. I rode 55 girls and kissed them all at the same time. Took 25 to 30 and put them all on a freight. With $1 million reward for me in each and every state. Joe says your name, Stevie Guitar Miller, in a very deep voice, and I said, yes, the brother sheriff, and that's your wife on the back of my horse. I can't help it. I'm a gangster. I can't help it. You know, I'm a gangster. I'm a gangster. Sunny. Yesterday, my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny,
thank you for the sunshine you gave, sunny. Thank you for the love you brought my way. You gave to me your all in all, and now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one, so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the truth you let me see. Sunny, thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand, then a rock was formed when we held hands. Sunny one, so true, I love you.